Welcome to the VPR Cafe. I'm Rick Singeri. About a decade ago, there was this restaurant in Stowe, Gigi's, where I'd go about once a month for a cooking class. I learned about soup making and using herbs and spices, among other things. It was delightful and informative. Well, that's happening in a lot of places around the state, and Melissa Passanen, a freelance journalist and contributor to the food section of 7 Days, is here to talk about some of them. Melissa, it's great to have you back at the VPR Cafe.
Always delicious to be here, Rick.
One of the places you observed a cooking class was at the Richmond Community Kitchen. Tell us first about what the owners are doing in that space.
It's about a year old, the business, and it's a partnership between two friends, Susan Whitman, who's a certified integrative health coach and licensed physician's assistant, and Amy Gifford, who worked for 15 years connecting Vermont schools with the local food system in the farm-to-school movement. And basically, the two of them are trying to help people eat better. You know, health and food are just incredibly connected, right? So one of their main offerings is something they actually tested out of Amy's home for about 2 years. They make locally sourced prepared meals, everything from like a $6 vegetarian breakfast burrito to a family-sized $25 beef and kale lasagna. Susan actually joked, because she's not the cook of the pair, that she started the business so that Amy would cook for her. And then they obviously also, because this is the topic of our conversation today, offer cooking classes. They're doing health coaching groups and other food and health related events out of that space.
Who did you see when you went to the community kitchen?
So I was very lucky. I got to attend a class taught by Kara Chigazola-Tobin. I'm a huge fan of hers. She's the chef and co-owner of Honey Road, the restaurant in Burlington, James Beard nominated chef and restaurant. And she taught a Vermont mezze class. And mezze are the small plates that are traditional in Mediterranean food. And their class schedule is very varied. Susan and Amy said they thought they would do a lot of like how to get dinner on the table quickly kind of courses, but they found that people were actually more interested in learning sort of traditional, maybe ethnic recipes from members of the community. So like someone's Ethiopian heritage, someone else's pierogi recipe, and they've got a very full schedule, including kids' classes and some free classes co-sponsored by Hunger Free Vermont and the UVM Medical Center also.
Who were the participants and what were they learning?
So there were a dozen people, not including my mother, who came. She was visiting me and she was very fascinated by it. She watched from the sidelines. And there were kind of equal numbers of people who knew and loved Honey Road, the restaurant, and then people who knew and loved Richmond Community Kitchen and were fans of their prepared foods. And they did, as I mentioned, a whole array of small shared plates, so different types of yogurt dips, a salad featuring toasted pita bread, cantaloupe and fennel, little flatbreads with roasted tomato and peppers on them, and a roasted eggplant. It was absolutely, needless to say, delicious and really fun and varied. And one of the things that Kara talked a lot about was that she loves this style of eating. It's how the restaurant is, organized the menu. It's lots of small shared plates and everyone just digs in and there's such a feeling of community.
This is the VPR Cafe. I'm Rick Singeri. With me today is food writer Melissa Passanen, and we're talking about cooking classes. Melissa, you also went to the Essex. So what did you see there?
So the Essex Resort and Spa, folks may know, is the large hotel in Essex, and it was affiliated for 20 years with New England Culinary Institute. It was actually a secondary campus for those students. So it always had sort of a teaching piece to it, but that's been gone since 2009. They've continued to do a pretty robust set of cooking classes you can take from the chefs on site, but this is special. So I actually got this another person that I'm a huge fan of and have been for years. Folks may know her, Sarah Moulton. She was one of the first Food Network stars, has written several cookbooks. And I think that this Washington Post description of her is perfect. America's sweetheart chef instructor. So down to earth. And she is exactly that in person. So she did a demo with tastes of 3 main course recipes. They were each requiring just 5 ingredients: buffalo rice with chicken, a scallop basil and prosciutto kebab, and then duck breasts with an apricot Szechuan peppercorn sauce. And basically, she just talked about how her mission in life is to help people get good flavorful dinners on the table. And this reflects her own life. She juggled full-time job at Gourmet Magazine, along with recording a daily TV show and raising two kids with her husband over the years. And so that was her goal.
And this is part of a continuing series at the Essex, right?
Yeah. So it's part of sort of a re-emphasis on sort of some high-level chef culinary culture. So they have another two chefs booked already, and they're working on some others.
What can people learn at classes like these? And then how do you pick the right ones for you?
Well, I mean, my theory about any sort of class is if the person is a good teacher, I honestly don't care what they're teaching, you learn something. And so both Kara and Sarah are great teachers and just very down to earth, very practical. Sarah Moulton actually shared some anecdotes she learned from the best. She worked for Julia Child way back in the early PBS days. So that was really cool. And so, you learn practical tips, like Sarah explained why she thinks everyone should own a 10-inch chef knife, even if like she's very small, petite. Like even with small hands, a 10-inch chef knife is the best way to cut things. So just regular sort of common sense things like that. And then just more confidence, more inspiration in the kitchen. So I think that if you're either interested in cooking or you're like frustrated and feel like you're limited, taking a class or two can just help sort of get you going again. And there's all sorts of places, and including these two that we discussed. Down in Norwich, King Arthur Flour has an amazing array of baking type classes and some that are cooking oriented, I believe, too. I just got some information from the store in Waitsfield. They have a really lovely teaching kitchen, and the co-ops folks probably know if they're members, but you can usually even take classes if you're not members, maybe just cost a little more. City Market in Burlington, and then the co-ops down in the Hanover, Lebanon area all have great programs. So it's just something I think worth trying.
Melissa Passanen is a freelance journalist and contributor to the food section of 7 Days. Melissa, thanks again for joining us at the VPR Cafe.
Great to be here, Rick.